Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Have you ever experienced this before where you open the financial news and you see endless articles about stocks, real estate, cryptocurrency, bonds, commodities? The list goes on. It feels like there's a new hot investment or asset every single day. And you want to start investing, but there's so many choices, right? It's overwhelming. You find yourself thinking, how could I possibly keep up with all of this? The sheer volume of options leaves you feeling, you know, scattered, insecure. And you want to make smart investments, but it seems like impossible to understand every single type. You worry that if you're focused in just one area, you'll miss out on better opportunities elsewhere. Or worse, you'll lose your hard-earned money. So you hesitate. You think about diving into stocks, but then you worry about maybe real estate's better. And just when you're starting to get a bit comfortable, someone mentions the next potential cryptocurrency. And you're caught in this analysis paralysis, thinking you need to master all of it to get the right choice. And there you stay, feeling uncertain, and waiting until you have all the time in the world to learn it all before making any moves. You keep hoping that someday, when you have a clearer picture of every asset class, you'll finally be able to invest confidently. Meanwhile, your money sits idle as the world of investing passes you by out of reach. And if you felt like that, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way, because you can become great and we can narrow your circle of competence down to one or two asset classes. And I'm here to tell you that that is how wealthy people get wealthy. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this episode is titled Circle of Competence. And this is all about just nailing one asset class, getting good at one thing, one strategy. And it's very akin to those who try and go out and build seven side hustles all at once. And if you've ever tried to do that, you'll fail at all of them because you spread your butter too thin. The same can be said for investments. This is how Warren Buffett got wealthy. He focused on one asset class. It was undervalued stocks, companies, businesses. He was good at identifying great businesses that were selling for a reasonable price and buying them and holding them. That's his entire strategy. He doesn't touch gold. He doesn't touch real estate outside his own personal home, of course. And he doesn't touch cryptocurrency, of course. And he doesn't do FX trading. He doesn't do any of that stuff, right? He knows enough to stick within his circle of competence. But what about this? Out of all the stocks in the world, there's, let's say, 5,000 public companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange, okay? Public companies that you and I can buy shares in, 5,000. And let's say out of those 5,000, how many do you think that Warren Buffett would feel comfortable investing in that would be in his wheelhouse, meaning the ones that he would know enough about to be able to deploy his capital in there and grow his wealth? How many do you think? As a percentage, you'll be shocked. It's actually about 5%. Think about this. He's the greatest investor who's ever lived, ever. And his circle of competence is in undervalued companies, stocks, and he's been the best at it since 1965, or early, late 50s, early 60s. That's a long time. And even he only looks at about 5%. He's got this basket, he and Charlie, before Charlie died, he's got this basket on his desk, and it's called the too hard basket, meaning if he looks at a company's reports and he doesn't really understand it, you know, but really understand it. He reads all the annual reports. He doesn't understand really how it makes money. Doesn't understand his real durable competitive advantage. Then he puts in the too hard basket. Okay. And so that's why most investment ideas that come to his desk or he thinks about, 99 out of 100, it's a no. Because if it's a maybe, it's a no. And if you think about that, that's within the world of investing in companies, stocks. And it, out of that, it's 5% that he understands. And so he knows in this wide world of the investing universe where there are assets like, you know, options and bonds and real estate and different types of real estate. There's commercial, industrial, residential, there's flips, there's options, there's, and in, you know, I mean, there's commodities, there's precious metals, there's various market, the lithium market, the platinum market, the silver market, the oil market, there's swaps, futures, forwards, and options contracts, the derivatives market, there's CFDs, there's individual stocks, there's index funds, there's leveraged funds, there's first tier mortgage lending, there's The investing world, there's a lot of choice out there for where you want to deploy your assets or deploy your cash to build assets. And so people do get flustered about what they should invest in. But not just that, they do mistakenly feel like they have to be a pro at all of them. And that is not possible. If Warren Buffett can't be a pro at all of them, then why would you think that you would have to be or could be? So the circle of competence is about figuring out that all those things that are out there, you don't actually have to become great at. And it's a little bit like building a, or chipping away or carving a statue. When Michelangelo, the great Renaissance artist, was crafting the Michelangelo statue, someone came up to him after he'd finished it and said, "It's amazing, Michael. How did you do it?" He said, "Well, I just cut away everything that wasn't David." And so in investing, it's about doing the same thing. So it's about taking all these investments in the world and just getting rid of all the ones that aren't within your wheelhouse or aren't within your circle of competence, okay? And that is just what, it's the process of elimination. And this is the process, this is what you've got to do to become great at being able to compound your capital. Now, here's the thing. Most people, 99% of people, would do better if they just had one house, perhaps one index fund, like, you know, the S&P 500 or the ASX, you know, whatever one you choose based on your own research. And, you know, one car, I have this saying, one car, one house, one spouse. One car, one house, one spouse. You don't want to have multiple properties, right? If you do, then real estate is your jam. And you're going to be in real estate for the rest of your life. This is your thing. This is your real estate, residential, in your circle of competence. You're just going to buy and hold. That's your whole strategy. If you focus on that and get good at that, I'm sure you do very well. But people try and do real estate, then stocks, then FX, then currency, then this, then that, and they flip, and then they do this, and then they start a business, and it's just everywhere, right? So become good and focused on one area. So one car, one house, one spouse lends itself to just keeping things simple. And if the layperson just had one property they live in, and they just had one index fund that they put their savings into and scaled, and they had one business that could amplify their income, they do really well. They don't have to be an expert at every single type of investment. In fact, I love this saying by Morgan Housel. He has this, I'll pull it up here actually. I don't want to misquote it. It's so funny. He's the author of Psychology of Money, right? And he has this cool quote. I want to find it here. Where was it? And I'm reading one of his books at the moment called Same As Ever. Really good book if you want to pick that up. I might try and bring him on the show actually. He'd be a great guest. Where is this? I'm sure I sent it to myself yesterday. He said, here we go. He said, an index investor can earn 8% per year, but with an experienced and savvy fund manager who picks stocks, that can easily improve to 6% a year. So the layperson, if you don't understand investing, you can outperform the professionals, 90% of the pros who try and stock pick, you can outperform them. And how you do that is through a simple index fund. And you know, people also make the mistake of, well, I have to be an expert in every index fund. No, you just have to understand one or two good funds that you understand. You know why you own them, the assets that it holds. And if you were just to scale that, wonderful, you get rich. If you just have one house and you pay the debt off and you scale that and you keep it and you hold it for many, many years, it'll build wealth. If you have one business and you do really well at it, it'll do really well. If you have other businesses off as well, because we do, those businesses have to fly off the current business. So it's a flywheel effect. Okay, so when Amazon had its commerce business, it flywheeled off the AWS cloud business. And so these businesses have to be close to your existing one. But one business will do it well. You know, one index fund will do well and one house. Like just keeping things very simple. You definitely don't have to have a myriad of different assets like crypto, gold, stocks, multiple houses. It just doesn't have to be like that. You want to keep it really simple. And I just think if you understand this concept, you will feel less overwhelmed having to have a lot of knowledge in all of those different asset classes. Well, investing is one of the few things out there that the less active you are in it, the better it goes. It's true. So I want you to understand you don't have to be a pro at all of it. Chip away the things that don't make sense and chip away the things you don't have to be great at. Okay, and that's how Warren Buffett did it. That's how a lot of wealthy people have built wealth. It's just focusing on one area and the area that you're good at and understand. And as soon as you walk outside that area, Charlie Munger used to say, it's like knowing where you're going to die and then you go there. Why would you do that? You want to know where you're going to die so you don't go there. So you don't have to play every game, all right? And I think you would have, if you listened to the show, you would have heard me talk a little bit about each part of this over time. But the circle of competence is incredibly important. What are you going to be competent at and don't move outside the circle? So if you've enjoyed this episode, Share this with a friend, share it to your stories. Leave us a 5-star review if you're enjoying the show. I appreciate you if you've done that. Go check out the show notes, grab our book, our latest book, Money Buys Happiness, moneybuyshappinessbook.com. Go there and jump into our Telegram channel, lloydstelegram.com. I'll leave daily money tips in there. And if you see us advertising one of our events, we're doing the Wealth Summit coming up on the 12th of November on the Gold Coast, where we're having the founder of KikiK, $650 million business, come and do a talk there with some other cool speakers as well. So come along to that, grab a ticket. Might pop, get Phil to pop the link to that in this particular episode if it airs in time. But check out, go to my Facebook group, Money Buys Happiness. If you jump in the Facebook group, you'll see a lot of these updates as well. So I just don't want you to miss out. Plug in. And of course, hit me up on Instagram, shoot me a DM, but share this back into your stories and I'll reshare it. But thanks so much for listening to this. I hope that makes sense for you. Circle of competence, stay within it. And you don't have to be an expert in all these other things. So hopefully that gets rid of the analysis paralysis when it comes to investing your money. All right. Talk to you in the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at lloydjross.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.